Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Now, isn't that something that our friend Andrew, who's a high school senior, would pick this song as one of his favorites? Hooked on a Feeling from Blue Suede, an old tune from back in the day.
Nice.
But I love that song. Good job, Andrew. He's got more music today. And then who's on tap for tomorrow, Tommy? My friend Chris Davis wondered when it's his day.
Well,
of music.
Is he in the mix? Is he among
the
listeners?
He is in the mix. Let's see. Who do we have tomorrow? Travis Richardson.
T-Rich, we call him.
And I know exactly one of those songs.
Let me see how many I know. I'd like to see.
I think I know maybe the Sam Hunt song, too. But
well, I don't know anything about Sam Hunt. Well, I know the Taylor Swift song.
Well, of course you do.
And the Gin Blossom song.
Of course. All right, it is time to play the game.
Time to play the game.
All right, what do we have today?
R.I.P. Lemmy.
What?
R.I.P. Lemmy.
Oh, Motorhead. All right, what's the game?
This game is called Who's Left Out?
Well, I'll dominate this
game. I don't know that you will.
And play along at home, please.
It's kind of hard.
This is why we do these games.
It's kind of hard. These are all World Series related questions from World Series winning teams, or sometimes I guess a losing team, but World Series related. All right, I'm going to start in your wheelhouse. The 1967 Cardinals, who won the World Series, had five double-digit home run hitters. I'll give you four. Okay, name all of them then.
Oh, give me four.
Orlando Cepeda,
yeah,
Lou Brock, Julian Javier, and Tim McCarver. Who did I leave out?
The 1967 Cardinals?
Yes.
Well, it's one of two people. It's either Roger Maris or Mike Shannon, and I would say it's probably Mike Shannon.
It is Mike Shannon.
How good am I?
12 homers.
How good is that?
It's good enough, I guess.
By the way, the day Roger Maris became a Cardinal was one of the most enjoyable days of my life. I adored Roger Maris. And do you understand that? Can you relate?
Yeah.
Next.
I wonder who was like that with the Indians.
There's nobody. That's why
really
I asked, can you relate?
Here's what I was excited about. I remember when Manny Ramirez left in 2001, and then they got Ellis Burks and Juan Gonzalez. And more than made up for that production. I was happy then.
Ellis Burks, but Juan
Ellis
Gonzalez.
Ellis Burks was awesome.
Ellis Burks was great, but
Juan Gonzalez in 2001 that year was like third in the MVP voting.
Pass
he was great.
The steroids.
In 67, next. Maris had nine home runs, by the way.
Next.
All right, between 1957 and 1981, the Yankees lost five World Series. They lost to the Dodgers, the Reds, the Cardinals, and who else did they lose to? Who do I leave out?
They lost five.
It might have been four, but those are the teams they lost.
Dodgers,
to.
Reds, Cardinals.
Yes. And Braves in 57 they lost. So who did they lose to between 57 and 81 that I did not name?
The A's.
No, they can't lose to a World Series to the A's.
The Dodgers... The Yankees will give me the four teams again. Let me write them down.
Okay. I think the Dodgers, I may be wrong, but they lost to them in 56, so we'll count that. Reds, Cardinals.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Braves. Who did I leave out between the 50s and 80s?
57 and 81.
Yeah.
National League team. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. That is a...
Think about it.
That's a tough one.
It's not that tough if you think about it.
Well, it wasn't Pittsburgh. It wasn't the Phillies. Why am I struggling?
I don't know.
It wasn't the Giants.
No.
It wasn't the Padres. It wasn't the Expos.
Couldn't have been the Expos.
It wasn't the Cubs. It wasn't the Brewers. It wasn't the,
I don't know.
Wasn't the Mets.
Uh-uh. They weren't in the...
Marlins.
But not in the 80s. No, it was...
Who was it?
The Pirates. Bill Mazeroski, 1960.
Oh, man. I should have gotten that.
You really should have.
That's bad. I forgot about that for a moment.
Yeah, I thought that would be the one
should've
you got.
Should have gotten that. That's easy.
This is a tough one.
Well, that one wasn't that tough. I should have gotten that. Next.
Player's sons on the Big Red Machine, who had sons who played in the big leagues later. You had Ken Griffey with Ken Griffey Jr., Pete Rose Jr., and Eduardo Perez, the son of Tony. Who did I leave
There's
out?
One more?
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
Griffey, Rose, and Perez. This is a tough one. This might be a little too tough, but I want to see what you know.
Give me a hint.
Pitcher. They were both pitchers. I believe they had the same name.
Good grief. What year?
75 and 76. So played on both teams.
Starting pitcher?
I don't think so.
Wasn't sure. Will McEnany, was it?
I don't think so. No, it wasn't. Pretty sure this guy was a reliever. His son was a reliever. Pitched for the Braves.
Give me a first name.
No, because that'll give it away.
Well, just do it anyway. Nobody out there. Is anybody getting this? Yeah. Tommy, you've got it? Well, that upsets
Tommy,
me.
Tommy, you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Why didn't I know that?
I don't know.
Pedro Borbón Sr. was a right-handed reliever. Pedro Borbón, I don't think he went by Pedro Borbón Jr., was a left-handed reliever.
There you go.
And that made no
sense
to me.
And he was a Cardinal briefly for 7 games in 2003. Did not pitch well.
Interesting.
All right, here's
Should've
a tough one.
Should have gotten that one.
Here's a sort of tough one. Future managers on the 81 Dodgers. Dusty Baker, Mike Socia, who'd I leave out? Tough one.
81 Dodgers?
Yeah.
Future managers.
Yeah.
My goodness. Wasn't Joe Ferguson. Pitcher or position player?
Position player.
Wasn't Steve Yeager. Steve Yeager didn't come along.
And I'll give you also Davey Lopes, who was a future manager.
Right. I was going to say that.
But there's one more.
Man, 81 Dodgers.
Yeah. You should really know this.
I should.
Because he's
Tommy,
from our great state.
Bill Russell?
Yes.
Well, who did he manage?
Managed the Dodgers.
But was it interim manager or was he?
No, he managed him for 3 years.
Wow, what happened to those 3 years?
I don't know. 96, 97, 98.
Where's he from?
Pittsburgh.
You only know that because you looked it up.
So this is
that's what you ought to do is give me where are people from in the state of Kansas. I'd knock everything out of the park.
Yeah, maybe.
Do that for a game someday.
All right.
And I'll guarantee you that I won't miss one.
Fine, I'll do that next week if I remember.
What's the next one?
MVPs or Cy Youngs on the 86 Mets. They either won before or later. Future
Keith
or
Hernandez,
past MVPs.
Dwight Gooden.
Yeah, I was going to give you those two. Who'd I leave out?
Who'd you leave out
as
a MVP or Cy Young winner?
Yeah, he won. I'll give you that he won MVP and later.
Huh.
Not really known as a Met, but had a decent year with him. But his bigger years were with another team.
For what team?
In the National League.
What team?
In the National League West.
But what team?
The Giants. 89 MVP.
89 MVP.
47, 48 homer, something like that.
For the Giants.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you know this one? Kevin Mitchell.
There you go.
I'm just glad I got it that Tommy didn't. That's embarrassing. Do we have any others?
I'm going to give you two more. Is that okay? Can we do that?
I saw Kevin Mitchell. Do you remember this? The bugs were like crazy at Busch Stadium one night. They were just all over the place. I think this is right. I know he made a catch in the left field corner with his bare hand. Do you remember the highlights
of
that?
Yes, I remember. I do remember.
Wasn't that when the bugs were swirling
swarming? That was against the Cardinals.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. In the left field.
Next.
I remember. Well, I'll tell you later. Future Yankees starting pitchers on the 1992 Blue Jays. Future Yankees starting pitchers: David Cohn, David Wells, and Jimmy Key. Who'd I leave out?
Man, you're making my
another
head
future
hurt.
Cardinal pitcher.
Oh my goodness.
And he may not have pitched for the Yankees now that I think.
I don't think he did. That guy came, he was part with Chris Carpenter and the Cardinals.
He never pitched for the Yankees. Dang it. I associated with him for the Yankees because of his dad, Mel. It's Todd Stottlemyre.
Todd Stottlemyre pitched for the Cardinals, not the Yankees.
Yeah, I thought he pitched for the Yankees after the
number
Cardinals.
30. See if that's right.
That's correct.
Well, there it is.
All right, I'll give you one more. And this is tough, too, but you'll have to think about it. Giants, who played on each of their three World Series winning teams in the 2010s.
Madison Bumgarner, Buster Posey.
2010, 2012, 2014. You have Kane, Lincecum, Bumgarner, Pagan, Romo, Casilla, Affelt, and Posey. Who did I leave out?
Well, this is the most ridiculous question I've ever heard.
It gets harder.
How would a guy even know that?
He's an infielder. Plays for him now, in fact.
I would say it's probably...
he plays for them now.
Pablo Sandoval.
There you go. Congratulations.
Could have been Brandon Crawford, but he wasn't there in 10.
He wasn't.
Nor was Brandon Belt.
Joe Panic. So those are the guys.
That's it?
I feel bad about the Todd Stottlemyre.
That's a weak one.
Because I thought he pitched for the Yankees briefly because his dad was there.
Well, you thought of Mel Stottlemyre.
I did, but I thought he also pitched for the Yankees briefly. But he didn't. I should have looked it up.
Todd Stottlemyre was a very fine third or fourth starter for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He had a good run.
Very early on in the Tony La Russa years. Give me the years he played for the Cardinals. I'm going to guess 96 to 99 or 2000.
Yeah, 96 and 98.
And won, I'll guess, in those 3 years, I'm going to guess he won 38 games.
And from 96 through, for the Cardinals, he won,
What is wrong with you? Let's take a break.
Wait, hold on. I have another question. He won 35 games. Who was he traded for to Texas?
Felix Jose.
Come on, man. That was like 30 years before. Darren Oliver and Fernando Tatis.
Oh, there you go. Back in a moment, our final segment here on a Tuesday edition, The Drive on KFH.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.